I like that song, Matt Nathanson. That's a good tune there. Mission Bells on CDO. Rob, do you like that song?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
That's Rob's way of saying, just leave me alone.
Just woke him up. Great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is a great tune. I like this Matt Nathanson guy.
Just woke me up. I've been up since 4.
I know, but it was nap time.
He does. He naps right in his chair.
Nap time.
When you see his head leaning a little bit.
I come in and I poke him this
morning.
Yeah,
you poke him and then wakes up.
Well, he almost tipped over, but, I mean, we saved him.
In case you're wondering, that's Kyle Westcott from Great American in Sydney and Unadilla. The Kyle Westcott.
Thank goodness there's only one.
Would I lie to you, Mr. Backbacon? Would I lie to you?
Repeatedly.
All right. Now.
And to my face.
Let me tell you this, first of all. We need to say that before we get into your stuff, I'm all excited because...
I have stuff. Cool.
Well, yes. But I'm so excited because Great American is making lots of people happy.
Hold on. Thank you. But before you even start, let's talk about one other thing. Last week you told me in the world, in this world, in this country, today is like one of the greatest days in our world history.
Did I tell you that?
I do. And I was wondering why. Can you tell me?
No, I can't tell you. You have to tell me.
I think it's because, was today the day you turned 61?
No, today was the day that the world changed.
Yeah, I will go with that. I understand.
We
have something for
when
you.
I was born to Mildred.
We have something
Mildred
for
and
you.
Donald. Oh, Kyle did bring something in.
To you. Oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Craig. Happy birthday to you.
That's a unique style of singing. That's what you were doing in Joe's office, Charlie?
she was protecting.
Get out of here.
I know what she was. Hey, you have to make a wish. Well,
like a cookies and cream?
Yeah,
thing?
It's a cupcake.
Oh, you the man.
And this is a picture of you in 100 years on it.
It looks like a drunk ghost.
Yes, we brought something for Rob because Rob couldn't.
Oh, Rob can't. Is Rob able to eat the apple or is he allergic to it? He hates fruit.
I don't eat fruit.
He doesn't eat fruit, honestly.
Well, I guess
what? He's the only guy in the world. I say to him, he likes strawberries. He almost pukes.
I went for nutrition and everything.
You were thoughtful, Kyle.
Yeah, Rob doesn't eat apples, pineapples, fruit, nothing. No kind of fruit. But this is awesome. I have a cupcake, folks, with cookies and cream. I am psyched because I yelled at Shirley. I said, you bring stuff in all the time. And then on this day, you don't. And she just walked away from me. Which is what she's starting to do, right, Rob? It's happening to both of us.
Is it okay for that plastic thing?
I know. It's burning. Would you make a wish and blow these out?
Oh, you want me to blow this out on the air? But they can't see. It's not television.
It's okay. I'm worried about the fire hazard at the moment. There's so many candles.
The plastic is on fire.
Oh, you did it.
It's a plastic cupcake. I did make a wish. You don't want to know what it is because... If you're alive tomorrow, you're in good shape.
I guess that means you'll be doing the birthday club tomorrow then, huh?
Oh, well.
I guess I have to anyway.
If I'm deceased, Rob has been good. I won't be able to do it.
I didn't mean that, Bobby. You know I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Maybe,
when you got to call. He likes to be called Bobby. I want everybody to know this.
When I was 6, I liked that.
He does. He, you know, I call him Bobby. And your father still once in a while, right?
No, he calls me other things that I can't repeat here.
Okay. All right. Listen, people right now are waiting for Great American Auto Trivia. Right now, Mike Butler's going, are they going to get to the damn question? He said damn on
Darn.
The radio.
I know you meant to say darn.
Yeah. No, I didn't really. Just, you know, it's my birthday.
You can do what you
AFCC.
Want.
AFCC.
7-second button. Where are you?
7-second delay. I'm surprised you know that. Did I tell you that? Or did you just
sure
know that?
I'm sure all my knowledge is
he knows
really
about the
you.
7-second delay.
We don't have it.
We don't have it, but... What we do is look at each other with our eyes wide open and go, wow, did I just
Whoa,
say that?
Did he say...
Once in a while in life, things... Like last week, for example, I was doing the weather. I said the S word and the F word. And I didn't get in trouble by the FCC.
Uh-huh. It was frost?
Snow and flurries.
Oh, okay. You got in trouble there, Belts, in the Tri-Town area.
No, I mean, I people thought he's going to say the F word. I got to stay on for this.
Yeah.
And then I said flurries. I thought that was pretty ingenious.
It's you. Again, it's your day. You are getting this tomorrow.
Right. It's your day. Yeah, Craig, good job. All right. So, you know what's cool about today, too, with the Great American Butler Auto Trivia.
Segue. Here we go.
Almost. Very good. He's like, he knows the business.
Well, he's done, what, 6 or 7 or 8 of these now? Mm-hmm. So
a lot of people don't know what the word segue is in this business. Right. You know what I mean?
Some people know segue as those little two-wheel handlebar thingies that you ride around. I'd like to see you in one. Oh, you? No, no, that was a scooter you had. I'd like to see you on a segue in the next parade.
Did you see me on the parade on the scooter? Did you?
I had to pick myself off the floor.
Why are you laughing?
I tried to hit him with my 60 Chevy, but he kept moving out of the way.
I saw a picture of me. I looked like a real idiot. I gotta tell you.
You need a scooter for that. Yeah, I was gonna say.
All right. Okay, now. All right, here's what the deal is.
I'm ready.
We decided a week or so ago.
We did.
With Mike. Mike said, I want to do something big. So the prize here, folks, for Great American Butler Auto Trivia is a $100 grocery gift certificate for Great American in Sydney, Unadilla. $100, people. Okay, number two are two free oil changes at Butler Auto. Gets you ready for your winter driving and so on. And number three is we've got two passes for the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
Great place. I went there this summer. It was great.
You know, it is a great place. And you know what the other thing is? When people say, well, what am I going to do with those? If they've been here already, because they've been to the Hall of Fame, when people visit you, it's a great thing to do.
That's exactly,
you know what I mean? Is that what you did when you went?
I had cousins visit me from the West, and
they wanted
never
to see
there.
The Baseball Hall of Fame.
That's right.
Absolutely. So, the value of this is nearly $200. All right? So, you've got food. You've got your car getting its food with the oil changes, and then you've got a little entertainment in the sports
world. It's like a picnic to go to Cooperstown.
Yes.
Just for a day.
There you go.
Go get your food.
Put it in the car that's, got the oil change.
But please come back to the Triton area.
Exactly. All right. So with all that said, we'd like you to win that, and you're going to have to work a little bit for it. There are two questions we're going to ask you. Get your computers out, your phones, your whatever you use to get online. Shop greatamerican.com, butlerautosales.com. By the way, Mike's got a number of vehicles for winter driving over there now. So go over, check out the selection. Always about 120 or more vehicles for you to check out at Butler Auto Sales. And every make and model you can imagine. They don't have it, they'll get it for you. And if you have a need for a rental, Butler Auto Sales has got a variety of rentals available for you. Now, you got the two websites, right? I'm waiting for them to answer me.
Can I win this?
You can't win. So you want to start with your question?
Sure.
Okay. You go first. Here's the Great American question. Go to shopgreatamerican.com and...
do this. We need to... We have been doing a program for... about 7 weeks now, and of that we're giving away a free gift certificate. What I'm looking for is to tell me how much is the gift certificate we're giving away, and what day does our program end, what day is the last day you can shop in order to win this
to get your $20 gift certificate.
Really? Okay. Now
what did I do? I just said the answer.
Here we go, folks. I have to deal with this all the time, and I don't even work here.
Here's the question. What is the date that you have to do it by?
That's right. That's one question.
I'm sorry. I did it again.
And your next question is...
I'm a jack.
Must be.
Again.
Yeah. 7 second delay didn't...
We don't have that.
All right. Right now they're looking at... Go to butlerautosales.com. Here's a tricky one. This is a tricky one. On the 2011 Honda Accord Cross Tour.
Should I just give this one away, Kyle?
You won't know this one. Listen how different this is. On the 2011 Honda Accord Cross Tour, what time was the picture taken of that vehicle? Go on the Cross Tour, and that's all I'm going to tell you. On butlerautosales.com, shopgreatamerican.com. How can you get a $20 gift certificate? By what date can you get that $20?
When does the program end?
ShopGreatAmerican.com. You got it? We need the time of the Honda Accord Cross Tour 2011, the time the picture was taken, and what date Kyle's program ends to get the $20 gift certificate. 563-3588. We'd like to make you a winner on WCDO.